Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. You know, the Word of God is a banquet every day, if you really ponder it. It isn't just going through the readings of the day very quickly. What it is a time to take one of the readings and really ponder it. What is God saying to me from this reading? What is God asking of me? I grant you, or I guarantee you, I think, that if you do this daily, after a while, you'll see the beauty of God's Word in a way you never have before. I know that was the experience in my own life. I thought, oh yes, I've heard the scriptures every day. But when I really sat down and started to read them and to see what it was that God was saying to me, because he was saying it to me and to you. He wants us to know how much he loves us, that he wants to see us with him in heaven. So I just encourage you, we're not there yet by any means, but the next time that Lent comes around, I think that's one of the things that we really should take a look at. Do I believe that God is real? What is his word? How is my life not in conformity with the Word? Don't worry, I'm not going to go to particular situations. I just want you to think, what am I doing in my life? Is my life pleasing to God? Does something need to change? Really encourage you to be honest with yourself. Because the beauty of that day when we see him in heaven, even I can't describe, because I can't imagine it. But if we follow him, he has life everlasting. And that doesn't mean the life here. It means life with him in heaven forever. Who would pass up such a deal, so to speak, as my father used to say? Who would pass that up? But we just don't believe it. Everything in this world takes so much time and takes all our attention and our effort. And there are some days when it really does. But it's also a way where we can just not, we don't take time with the Word of God. We say a few prayers and say, okay, I've said prayer. No, you haven't. You've given your side of it. What does God want to say to you? So we both need to speak to him and we need to listen. In 1964, the Second Vatican Council taught that the Eastern Catholic churches have the right and the duty to govern themselves according to their own special disciplines. These are guaranteed by ancient tradition and seem to be better suited to the customs of their faithful and to the good of their souls. 3 centuries earlier, Saint Jehoshaphat anticipated this teaching in his episcopal preaching and his martyr's death. He was the Archbishop of Polotsk, which is present-day Ukraine. He promoted unity between East and West by fostering an Eastern liturgy in union with Rome. Jehoshaphat was murdered by an angry Orthodox mob on November 12, 1623. Think of that. He gave his life. Mob wanted it their way in some respect. And he was murdered. Brothers and sisters, there's so many people who have laid down their lives for us, for what they know to be the truth. The opening prayer today says, "Stir up in your church, we pray, O Lord, the spirit that filled Saint Jehoshaphat as he laid down his life for the sheep, so that through his intercession we too may be strengthened by the same Spirit and not be afraid to lay down our lives for others." You could say, oh, I could never do that. Ask God for courage. Ask God for great strength if that is to be part of your life that you don't yet know. Ask God, God, bring this difficulty to an end, or how can I be a help to bring this situation to an end so that there won't be extenuating circumstances. Lord, help me. Help me to be your disciple. Help me to love as you love. Help me to mediate and take care of situations that are difficult. Give me your strength. Give me wisdom. Let's take a look at the first reading from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 2, 23. God formed man to be imperishable. The image of his own nature he made him. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world, and they who are in his possession experience it. But the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace, he proved them, and as sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. Have you really given your life to God? Is God first in your life? Have you really sought his will and his way? Do you ponder his word? Because in the time of their visitation, when God comes for them, they shall shine and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with the elect. Do you find God's grace and mercy surrounding you? Are you open to it? That God would give you of his unbeatable wealth? Would you hold back in asking him, would you give me grace today and mercy today to live according to your will? Just try it. Just try it. When you make a mistake, just stop and say you're sorry and then keep going. Try, continue to try until your priorities begin to shift about what's really important. I will bless the Lord at all times, says the responsorial psalm today. Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. Really encourage you to take some time to read Psalm 34, because that's what we want to be. Actually, the scripture itself says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. That's who he is. That's what he wants to do. You're brokenhearted and you give up hope. No, go to God. If you're crushed in your spirit by some terrible misfortune, turn to him. He will save you. He will heal you. He will restore you. Don't move from him. Brothers and sisters, this is why those who have found him will never leave him. They know who he is. They've encountered his mercy. They've encountered the forgiveness that God gives. They've encountered all the good things that he does for us, because they believe, oh, those are for other people, but they're not for me. You are infinitely loved by God unless you choose to reject him. You are infinitely loved by God. The Gospel of Luke tells us, Jesus said to the apostles, who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here immediately and take your place at the table? Would he not rather say to him, prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful in that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, really not the kind of toil, oh, there's this project or that project that takes a lot, but it's not that kind of toil. It's the toil of giving our lives over to God's will, uniting with him and what he's doing. And that's what he wants to do in the life of every one of us, really. The spiritual life has humility for its point of departure. In other words, if you say, I'm good at this, I'm good at that, I'm not good, we won't bother with those things. That's not the way we need to come before the Lord. We bring everything before him, strengths and weaknesses. A spiritual man is a saint who confesses himself a sinner. Humility is in the presence of God is not an act, but more of a permanent attitude of awareness of the love of God and of one's own inadequacy in responding to such love. Humility is an openness to God's love, even in the face of our inadequacy to respond. Think about that. How loved you are. How loved you are. Think about this. The author of this commentary that I'm sharing with you is Archbishop Joseph, I believe, Reva is how you pronounce it. Archbishop Reva, he died in 2005. He was a Melkite Greek Catholic archbishop, a theologian, and an author. He says, humility is an openness to God's love, even in the face of our inadequacy to respond. That's what we want to do. Go, Lord, and say, Lord, help me. Lord, strengthen me. And we just keep praying that. Byzantine prayers place a great stress on our basic sinfulness and our numerous failures in love. Every office and liturgy is replete with expressions such as my sinfulness, my unworthiness, my guilt, my many sins, voluntary and involuntary. If Byzantine spirituality stresses so much the sinfulness of mankind, it is only to stress in a much more glorious way the goodness of God and the universality of his forgiveness and salvation. Our repeated expressions of repentance, when practiced as a way of life, engender in the soul a deep inner awareness of resistance to the love of the all-merciful God. We just, in us, we're sinful creatures, and in us is, I want my will, I want my way. And maybe we pay token adoration of God and his will, but we never think that we could just do his will and love it and love people and care for people even when they've been unkind to us. I know we think that's impossible. I don't know that I really want to do it. Come before the Lord and just say, Lord, help me to love others with your love. Help me to love others with your love. That's the heart of it all. And you can ask him to do that. He will enhance your love. He will strengthen your love. Brothers and sisters, I really, really do encourage you. Take a look. Please take a look at these readings and see what it is that God is asking of you. I don't just want you to be good. I want you to be holy. I want you to love him so much that whatever God says, that's what you would do. And you'd say, oh, I can't do that. And I would say, oh, I can't do that. But God gives us of his spirit that enables us to do what we think we can't do. I want to encourage you, really encourage you. Brothers and sisters, take a long look at yourself. Don't settle for less. Please don't settle for less. God loves you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.